This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Primetime on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The man who play it, make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the huge difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. What's up? We are partying here.
Kenny Wayne's going to score! Kenny Wayne is going
to
score!
I do love that call.
Yeah.
It's great.
And fun fact, if you look at the photo of that, Mike Barrett on the sidelines jumping up and down.
Yeah.
A lot of air under those shoes, too.
Yeah.
Not only was he a Blazer homer, he was a Duck homer.
And I think he went to Oregon State.
Oregon State! What a front runner.
Mm. I think he was working sidelines for the Ducks at the time.
That's correct.
So there was one other moment from last night's thrilling Browns victory over the Steelers.
Hells yeah. Men of increase.
Well, is it just me? Are there... Well, no. I'm going to ask a question. Okay. Why are there so many fat Midwest dudes who take off their shirts when it snows?
All right,
or when it's cold?
They're well insulated.
Well...
It's not going to be the skinny guy. He doesn't have the fat blanket.
It is the well insulated, but here's the thing. When you're a big fat Midwestern guy, there's not a lot of times that you can be celebrated for just being a fat butter hog.
Fat, uneducated beer,
right? So in a moment like that, your whole life is you being shamed about you just being a disgusting blob. Right. But at a football game, you get drunk, you take your shirt off in the snow, guess what? You're celebrated.
Huh. And there's other bros there that are going to say, hell yeah.
Yeah, brother. At no point in that guy's life will he take off his shirt and a group of people are going to be like, yeah! But in that moment, he's celebrating.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
No. That guy has spent his life having to fall into swimming pools with his t-shirt on and be like, oh, I guess I just leave it on at this point. And this is the one time he's got a chance to let those puppies breathe a little bit and, you know.
You never see it, you know, you don't see it when it's warm.
No.
When it's 75 and sunny,
yeah.
You would think more fat guys would have their shirts off. But no. It's got to be 20 below.
Yeah, the fat guy. Well, again, the fat guy needs, because if you take your shirt off at a game and it's sunny, you're just a fat guy. And people are like, oh my God, it's gross.
So
dude.
The cold is the key here. The cold is what makes it
cool,
celebratable.
Yes. Otherwise, you're just a fat guy with your shirt off and you're like, dude, put away your mitts. Those things are weird.
But because it's 20 degrees out.
Yep.
People it's like, love wow, you. You look at you. People. You are just the best.
Yeah.
We love you so much.
Yes.
Never change.
And it's not.
Don't go losing weight now.
No. It's not often that that guy has had his body celebrated, and that is his time to shine. That is his pageant. That's his Miss America moment.
Did you see
moment.
All those guys?
Oh, yeah. Believe me. I was watching it with my buddy, and we were sitting there. Just the idea is my buddy is a, how would you say it? He's a man of comfort and he will not even consider going to a game that's below 60 degrees. It's just not going to be his thing. And we were watching that in the snow and he goes, dude, you couldn't pay me to go to that game. And when we saw the big fat guys and he cannot process it. And I said, if we were there right now, you'd be like, we're beating the traffic. Those guys, no, they're going to be there till the very bitter
end.
It's
their Super Bowl.
It is their Super Bowl. And they're probably going to get frostbite and lose a nipple or something, but it's going to be worth it.
And as the text line points out, just like Jason Kelce in Buffalo last year.
Yeah, yes. That's right. He did the same thing.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, it's...
In the suite at his brother's
game.
But
he was up in a, right. heated suite.
But still, it's the fat guy's time to shine. It's what they...
So there's no other walk of life, or no other area in life, for lack of a better term, where we celebrate the naked fat guy?
If you get drunk enough at some sort of, like, if
like
you're
Frank the Tank?
A Frank the Tank situation. If you're at a house party and the fat guy can get celebrated then too, when he bears all. Because under no circumstances at a party should some dude just randomly take his shirt off. Like, if you were really good looking and you took it off, you're like, dude, what are you doing? Nice abs, you D. Put your GD shirt on. But the fat guy's like, woo, party, and his shirt comes off. So that's really the only situation.
It's like Chris Farley.
There you go. Yeah. But the sad part is, did you ever like read about Chris Farley? Like, he hated doing that.
He hated that crap. Even though he was great at it.
Yes, it broke his heart. But he did it because he was celebrated. So it really is, when you see that big fat guy, you know, you celebrate him, but at the same time, know that inside, that guy's hurting. He doesn't want to be like that, but
yeah.
What are you going to do?
But he shows it off there.
He shows it off because it's his one time to shine. It's his one chance.
Interesting.
It's one chance.
Well, the Midwest, man.
Yeah.
It's really something out there.
The Midwest is something.
It really is.
I will say that is one of the more fascinating sports, and there's so many different aspects of sports fandom that it really is psychotic behavior. It just is. You know, the idea that what you do at home affects what happens in the game, or, you know, you're lucky this, you're lucky that, you know, support the team. The fact that Fireman Ed exists, super fan, like all of these things are fascinating. Your day can be made or broke by random strangers in a uniform that aren't from your city, but represent your city.
Having gone to the NFL draft in Nashville, oh my God, you saw every single one of these different types of dress-up cosplay creatures for all 32 franchises. It was wild.
I love that Buck calls them creatures.
They are.
Well, that's true.
Like, yeah.
And they're all a little bit crazy, right? Yeah. Like, they've got a screw loose here?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, something is broken.
You said it's psychotic behavior.
It is psychotic behavior.
They're walking around metropolitan Nashville, like, dressed as a pirate with, like, shoulder pads on.
Something is broken. And I say this, by the way, it's not just fandom. You can do this in any walk of life, from religion to CrossFit to jiu-jitsu to veganism. When something does all the heavy lifting for your personality, it probably means you don't have a personality. Sports is just fascinating because it's not something that you do. All those other things are at least there's some form of like commitment to it. Whereas a fan, you're just like, I'm going to paint my face and take my shirt off. But of all the fandom things that perplex me, I will say that the fat guy snow shirt, that
like shirtless,
the frostbite,
it's always in the Midwest.
I cannot process how miserable that must be. Like, think about what your nips must feel like after 2.5 hours of being outside in the cold, and yet you refuse to put your shirt on because the team needs you. Like, this is like when Fireman Ed was like, we have to keep being shown on the video board because we need the home field. Fireman Ed believes that unless he is shown on the video board, the Jets cannot win. That fat guy cannot put his shirt on.
Remember that Yankees boner who patrolled the wall?
Yes.
It's our job to patrol the wall.
It's just sometimes sports fandom and the shirt off.
It's sad, isn't
it? In the freezing temperatures. And every now and then you read a horrible story about some dude that loses fingers and toes because of it. There was one a couple years ago, a guy in Buffalo, and he lost his nose. He literally lost his nose to frostbite in like two fingers.
But he looked cool.
For, yeah. Imagine walking around and you don't have a tip of your nose and you got a couple digits missing and someone's like, dude, what did you climb Everest or like what happened? Did you know, K2 explain? Nah. Buffalo, Cincinnati, week 14.
Team needed me.
Yeah, I lost a couple digits out
there.
Wait,
so they threw you into the game? No. I was just on the video board.
Like this son of a bitch.
It is sad.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. But it all goes back to the idea that sports are a cult.
Yes.
Cultish behavior by some.
It is.
Not all.
Tribalism, if you will.
Yep.
Oh,
that's a nicer way of putting it.
100%. Yeah. It's, but it is psychotic behavior when you think about it. And we all, if you're a sports fan, you engage in it in some ways. But I would like to believe that most sports fans have a limit. Like there's a meter there and you're like, all right, we're in the red. We should probably not do this. But some of us don't. And if you really want to see a bad dude, go to Europe. Go to the soccer.
Like, they got the fatties out there at the soccer games with no shirts?
They're not fatties. They're just hooligans. Like,
although they do have shirtless fatties, I think.
Not like we have. Like,
we have a bunch of
fats. We have a bunch.
I think there are quite a few in the UK. We probably have more, but still. I've seen them.
Dude, I went to a soccer game, and the group of people I went with were only there to fight Germans. The soccer game was ancillary. We just were going to meet after the game so that we could go beat up German fans. I mean, if that's not psychotic behavior, I don't know what is. Like, we're going to go support the Scottish soccer, but at the same time, we'd like to beat some Germans with a metal pole. You're like, oh, this is interesting. Welcome to soccer.
All right, well, enough about that. When we get back, we will take a look around the NFL this weekend, our reach around. Got some good games?
Yeah, we got a couple good games. I'll tell you what, there's a couple games that I'm very interested in to see. We're at the point of the year where teams either have to start making runs or just fall by the wayside. And I think there's three or four where...
Ooh, Niners.
This is tipping point type stuff.
All right, we'll get to that next here on The Fan. Are your balls jiggling? All right, let's take a look at some NFL this weekend, our reach around here. That's some good games. The Niners and Packers probably headlining the weekend, but some shine is off of that game because Niners are going to be without Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa.
Yeah. And
yikes.
I just think with the problems they're having on offense, no Brock Purdy. I don't think they beat Green Bay. I don't think they can. McCaffrey hasn't looked the part. No Ayuk. The only silver lining that I have if I'm a 49er fan is I do think that as Brock Purdy emerged, people don't realize Brock Purdy is one of the best downfield throwers in the NFL. And when Shanahan had Garoppolo, so much of what they did was predicated on play action pass and was really creative. And I think with Brock, I think they fell into this trap of we're running the ball and then we put it in Brock's hands on third down. I think maybe this injury, maybe it forces them to go back to some of that old 49er offense and it gets more creative and they work the play action game more. Because I actually think sometimes they're playing hero ball with Brock Purdy. And I really like Brock. I think he doesn't get the credit he deserves. It's not Josh Allen and it's not Pat Mahomes. So I think they're going to really struggle without him. But keep an eye on that if we see some more revert back to the old 49er offense, and again, I don't know if you can do that with no Ayuk, and Debo seems like he's a shell of him former. Like, I think he got old real fast, and McCaffrey hasn't looked the same. But especially if McCaffrey can get some snap back, I'm relatively excited to see Shanahan having to game plan the way he used to, as opposed to relying on Brock Purdy. That's my silver lining.
How many weeks has McCaffrey been back now?
Two.
It's just been the two.
And it hasn't looked the same.
No. And they didn't. Yeah, you're right. This may force them to go back to him and ride him, but then he'll probably get hurt.
Well, their offense has become very
plotty. He certainly doesn't look great.
There's no IU. Their best threat right now as a big play is George Kittle, and he's been beat up. But Juwan Jennings is not a downfield threat. He's not, Pearsall got shot 2 months ago, for God's sakes. And
he looks good though.
He's all right, but he's not scaring anyone. And Debo just, he looks old and slow to me. And this happens sometimes when you take a lot of abuse. He just doesn't look like the same player. And then if McCaffrey is 10% less than what he was at his peak, this offense may have some problems, and Shanahan needs to pull some Matt LaFleur out of his bag here. Remember when Jordan Love got hurt? I thought that was some of the most innovative game planning we've seen in the NFL in years, what Matt LaFleur was doing. Shanahan needs to do that because they have to win this game. Because do you know when the Niners have after Green Bay?
They have Baltimore, don't they?
They have Buffalo.
Buffalo, that's right.
They can't lose this Packers game. You know, if you lose Green Bay and you're 5-6, guess what? You're 5-7. Because you ain't going on the road and beating Buffalo with this team right here.
I saw like a stats projection that if they lose, they're going to be less than 15% odds on to make the playoffs. And yeah. If they win, it's better than 50%. So this is the definition of a must win.
This is where Kyle Shanahan earns his money.
And he's good.
You have to reach into your bag of tricks and come up with a game plan and big boy your way to a win.
You know, you got a good little middle opportunity here if we're talking gambling, because Green Bay was -2.5. Yep. You could have taken them to beat the Niners -2.5, and now you can get the Niners +5.5.
Yeah.
And if Green Bay beats them by 3 or 4 or 5, you win both bets.
Yep. It's this is going to be an interesting game. This is my game of the week. And I don't know how pretty it's going to be. But this is my, like I said, there's 3 or 4 tilt games for me. This is my biggest tilt game. If the Niners win this.
Yeah. Still in it, but they're 5-5. Right. They got to win this.
They lose this. They're in trouble.
And if you're wondering about snow up there, it's, they're saying 45 degrees. It's not, not quite cold enough. Seahawks, Cardinals, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if the Cardinals lose or the Seahawks lose this, they're 5-6, but if they win, they sit atop the division.
Yeah. And this is another one that I want to see here with the Seahawks. So Abe Lucas is finally healthy, right? He's playing right tackle. Last week, the center out of Michigan looked a lot better than Connor Williams did. Connor Williams was clearly dealing with some sort of mental whatever. I'm not going to speculate on it. There's rumors out there. Whatever. The man was struggling, and he wasn't playing well. And outside of Charles Cross, this was the worst O-line in football. Played good last week against the Niners. Didn't give up a pressure at center. Abe Lucas back. Cross. Is this O-line starting to kind of gel? And finally, I think the defense, one, it's getting healthy along the front. They're not getting mauled up front like they were doing. Witherspoon is starting to have a dynamic impact. Is the defense starting to click? If Seattle wins this game, I was ready to write off Seattle. I thought Seattle was going to be a playoff team. They haven't looked like it at all year. It was a big win against the Niners. If they beat Arizona here and those two lines, the O-line and D-line, play better, this is tilting point. You win this game if you're Seattle, I'm going to start to believe that you can get to where I thought you were at the start of the year and you can a playoff team. If Arizona beats you up, dude, it's the same old Seahawks and to me, flush the season.
Huge game for Arizona too.
Yeah.
Because if they can take control of the division.
Absolutely.
If they win it, because the Rams have a tough one. The Rams are playing the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then a really good one, Monday night, we're going to get Ravens-Chargers.
The Harbowl.
In L.A.
Cocked, ready to rock.
And, of course, they met in the Super Bowl. Have they played against each other?
I don't think so.
Outside of that?
I don't think so. I think this is the...
Shortly after that, Jim went back to college.
Yeah. So if they played before it, maybe. But this is the first time, obviously, that they will have played since then. And... I'm just intrigued by that. This is a good matchup. This is a great matchup. This is a great matchup because I still don't know if I fully buy into what the Chargers are. Justin Herbert is awesome. Jim Harbaugh, whatever he's done to his confidence, Justin Herbert's playing the best ball of his career, and he's doing it without a lot of help. They don't have a good running game, despite what anyone would tell you. And they don't have great weapons on the outside. And Justin Herbert is the Herbert that I think some people were like, have said for a couple years. And I'm like, it's not quite there. Herbert's playing his best ball. I'm not certain if they're great. When you look at the wins they've had, the Saints, the Browns, the Titans in that game against Cincinnati, I want to see this. I want to see the Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs these next 3 weeks. And Baltimore needs to stop effing around. Baltimore has the makings of what I think is a top two, top three team in the NFL. And yet every time I think that they have kind of figured it out, they go out and S the bed and don't
when
look.
When you said Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs, what is that the Chargers
schedule?
That's
the Chargers schedule.
Okay, Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good little stretch.
I want to see it. I want to see where we're at because the Chargers are a playoff team. But there's a difference between being a playoff team and being a team that's really a contender.
Yeah. They're a good sound football team.
They are. And I just want to know, where's your ceiling? Because I know where the floor is, and Harbaugh has elevated this floor, and it's rock solid. Dude, that guy that's a tremendous job. I just need to see it against some better teams and before I really start to believe. And then with the Ravens, at times, this Ravens offense,
do you believe,
is the best offense in modern football history. It's being put up there. The numbers that they're putting up are greatest show on turf numbers. But just when you think that all is hunky dory, like they lay a giant egg against the Browns. They have a huge Pittsburgh Steelers problem. They can't beat the Steelers.
Yeah, that Lamar's numbers against the Steelers are alarming.
Yeah, they're dreadful.
Steelers do a great job on him.
Yeah. And the Chargers have playing really solid defense, but
I don't think he's ever beaten them, has he?
I don't think so.
Or no, I saw a stat that said he was 1-5 against them.
Is he 1-5?
Which is weird because you're like, wait a minute, Lamar's been in the league a while. How has he only played the Steelers 6 times? But I went back and looked in his game logs over all of his seasons. He's just unluckily missed the Steelers at least once every year.
He's ducking them?
He's only played the Steelers, I think, twice in a season. Yeah. Well, this year will be the first time, if he's healthy for the next meeting, this will be the first time he has played the Steelers twice in a season. And they're in the same division.
That's weird.
Because one year he had COVID, one year he was hurt, another year he was hurt. Weird.
Well, it's go time, because the Chargers play really solid defense, but look, no Khalil Mack. Bosa is, he's not the player that they're paying him to be. The Ravens, even though the Chargers are fundamentally sound, the Chargers play this dumb this too high safety look, and they're like, nope, you're going to have to beat us. You're going to have to run the ball. Baltimore Ravens run the ball 45 times. Force the Chargers to do something that they don't want to do on defense. This, to me, again, my tilting point game, I've been back and forth on the Ravens. The Ravens should beat the Chargers by 10 points. They should. The Chargers should not be able to stop Baltimore. If this offense is really a Super Bowl offense, and I want to see this matchup.
Well, John owns Jim. It's a 2-0 in favor of John. They've met twice, both times, obviously, Niners-Ravens, and the one time in the Super Bowl. John won them both. So he's looking for 3-0 over. He's the older brother, right, John?
No, Jim's the older brother.
Jim's the older brother?
Yeah.
Mm. Older brother can't let younger brother slap him around again. Can't have that.
Yeah. John, looking here and see what the ages are. But
by the way, first quarterback benched, or next quarterback benched. Interesting little gambling stat.
Oh, who do they got?
Well, two bets.
Oh, I lied.
Yeah, Jim's older.
Fake news.
Or Jim's younger.
Jim's younger.
Yeah.
Which is weird because Jim looks terrible compared to John. But John's 62.
Yeah, different lifestyles. Different lifestyles.
Yeah, John's 62 and Jim's 60. I would have sworn it was the other way around.
So there's two different bets here. Who will be benched first, Caleb Williams or Aaron Rodgers?
Mm.
Caleb Williams -300, Aaron Rodgers +200. That's interesting.
Well, if you're the Jets, like, what does it matter?
The plus money is the good money there?
Yeah, it's like, you know, what are you doing? They already tried benching him once. Like that season, the only thing that is gonna, if he gets benched, he'll bench himself. But Caleb Williams, they won't sit,
because that'll be up to Rodgers in New York. To your point, he's not gonna get benched unless he wants to sit.
And this staff in Chicago is getting fired. So again, there's no sense in, there's no sense.
I'm not sure either gets benched.
But. No.
So the odds on the next quarterback bench, Cooper Rush leading the way. He's the only one at minus money.
There you go.
Because they're going to take a look at Trey Lance at some point.
I would assume.
So he's -120. Bryce Young +150. Caleb Williams +200. Aaron Rodgers +700.
Yeah, there's not many other quarterbacks, so maybe it is those two.
They have Richardson +800. No. Geno +1,000.
No. The only one of those, the Cowboys make sense, and then I guess you could say that the Jets, but they're not benching Caleb. Although, I'll tell you what, just be ready. Caleb Williams looked pretty good last week. He looked better after the firings. He looked more competent, right? He looked more confident. That they had a better game plan for him. The next 2 weeks, he's playing two of the most complex defenses in the NFL. Brian Flores may make Caleb Williams' head explode. And then after that peach...
Who's he got after that?
Well, just realize that Brian Flores has made really good quarterbacks from Brock Purdy to CJ Stroud look silly this year. He is going to tie Caleb Williams in knots. And then after you get done with that mental fest, you get the Detroit Lions next.
Mm.
Have fun, Caleb. Mm. These next 2 weeks are going to be, I would assume, very, very rough weeks for Caleb Williams. So maybe there is something to where they sit him because, like Anthony Richardson, they don't want to keep damaging him. But as a staff that's all getting fired, what does it matter?
There's your NFL reach around. Thank you. Coming up next, is our new mayor-elect on board with Major League Baseball to Portland? You're going to find out. Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, good to have you along. Joey Harrington coming up next hour. Talk a little sports. Although I promise that I'm going to ask him about the poop story that he keeps teasing that we forget to ask him about.
Yeah, we forgot about it.
It's almost like 3 weeks now that we've known about it. I can't wait.
I need to know.
Yeah, he keeps teasing a player pooping on a coach's car.
Inquiring minds want
to
know.
So we're gonna get to the bottom of that.
I've done a lot of things in my day, but that is not one of them, and that hurts my feelings.
You've been one-upped finally.
I have been one-upped. I've harassed a coach's car, but that was more of a psychological warfare. I never had the guts or the poo to go through with defecating.
And you've peed on people.
Yes. I used to lean around. My coach once said, get away from my car. And I was like, geez, I was just walking by it. So then I would loiter it around it just to piss him off. And I don't know why me being by his car bothered him so much, but it did.
It is November 22nd, 2024. Time for In the News. I'm your new newsman. I got a little John Anthony gurgle voice.
What?
It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Stop the Violence Day.
Stop it. Stop it.
Aren't
we doing the timeout from hate thing? Isn't that still going on?
See Jim Harbaugh telling me that.
Are we out of the timeout yet, or... Wouldn't it just be stop the hate as opposed to a timeout? Because a timeout would lead me to believe that we're stopping it for a while and then we can go right back to hate.
Yeah, hate's right back on.
Yeah. I don't like that. We need something more permanent than a timeout.
It's above my pay grade.
Yeah. I'm saying it might be a flawed ad. Saying.
It is also Start Your Own Country Day. Would you like to do that?
I don't think you can anymore. I don't think that's the way that works.
Sukatopia?
Like, even if I buy an island, I can't. It's not going to get recognized.
Sukland.
Yeah. And do you really want... Does anyone, including me, want me in charge of a country?
No.
No. The answer
I would not live in your country.
No. I wouldn't live in my country, and it's my country.
That's interesting.
I'm not qualified for that.
Well, but...
I'd make terrible decisions.
I mean, I hate to... Well, I'll just... I will just... Move on.
Who would have the better country between the two of you?
Rob.
Yeah, I would.
Ropatopia would be better.
My country would be sweet.
What would your country be like?
Well, you got 4-day work week, first of all. Yeah. That's the first thing.
Lower T.
My ice skating rinks would... Like, there would be no such thing as ice skating rinks. Yeah. You ice skate out on, like, glaciers. Glaciers, as they are called.
Yeah,
glaciers.
You know, like, what else? No loud mufflers.
No loud mufflers.
They will all be drawn and quartered.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
A lot more pop-up bars. You know. Well, anyway. What was I telling you?
Start your own country day.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've moved on to Mayor-elect Keith Wilson.
Yes.
We elected a new mayor. Mm-hmm.
I read today about his plan to end the homeless crisis.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why he was elected, yeah, that's, I think.
He ran on, you got to find his issue to run on. He ran on it.
So he recently went on KGW's Straight Talk with Laurel Porter. And
it's Straight Talk.
It is straight.
That's right. Laurel Porter gives it to you straight.
And she asked him about Major League Baseball to Portland. Mm. And she asked, is it a real possibility that the Rose City would get a Major League Baseball team, Jace? Mm. And Keith said, I'd say this is as close as we've come.
That doesn't mean anything.
He mentioned that there were about 120 people at a recent meeting that he attended, including legislators, legislative assistants, and business leaders, calling it a real public-private partnership, trying to bring MLB to Portland. He said, we feel confident it's down to us and one other city.
And
we're making a solid play. They got a wonderful facility planned over there at Zedell Yards, which is in South Waterfront, overlooking the water with a mountain in the view. I think it's a reality, and this is our time to really make that play. He said that he was convinced when they're kind of selling this now as, hey, this will help bring Portland back.
Yeah.
Portland needs some wins.
They do.
And this is one of them. And he says he agrees with that. Mm. He said,
tasty.
Yeah. One of the things that I took out of the meetings that would help us, Portland, put the rear view mirror and what happened this last 4, 5, 6, 7 years behind us and look to the hopefulness of tomorrow. And I think it's a great refrain with what my message was to the city. It's time for us to look forward. Let's talk about big, bright, big swings, which is what Portland was always known for.
Hells yeah. I will say that every time I hear him speak, he strikes a chord with me.
I like the cut of your jib, sir.
I do like the cut of his jib. Now, I will say that under the new leadership thing, like 12 council members now, his power is more neutered than ever. But... yeah. I love the fact that he is a spokesman and that he's coming out in favor of this. And when he speaks, he seems like a rational, middle of the road kind of human being, which is, God, it's such a refreshing thing nowadays that he doesn't seem like a wackadoo one way or another.
A lot of wackadoos around here.
There are a lot of wackadoos. But like I read through his homeless thing today and like, you know, it's ambitious. And I don't know if it'll work, but again, he talks in common sense as opposed to big, sweeping, stupid statements that, you know, you're like, oh, my God, like scoring political points. It actually seems like there's some sense to it.
How is the 4-day work week going in one Northwest jurisdiction? Funny. We just mentioned this.
Yeah. In Ropitopia.
Starting our new
Ropitopia
country. Yeah. Well, there is one Northwest jurisdiction that did go to it. And we're going to follow up on that next on The Fan. All right. Well, you know the routine. Hot 5 at 5 coming up. We'll go through the college football slate. Joey Harrington, Club 1080, and we out. Big weekend ahead.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
I was just...
Is it?
I was asking.
I was thinking more that it was... I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because it's just late in the month. But I was thinking that I'm already in Thanksgiving mode.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that weekend after Thanksgiving is always a big weekend.
Yeah.
By definition. It's science.
It doesn't necessarily.
But it's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Yeah.
So why did I say this was a big weekend? Because I was thinking we're already at the... But it's Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. I see where you're going with it.
Leaders of an island county in Washington that moved most employees to a 32-hour work week in October say the experiment is showing signs of success.
What is is this like up in the Puget Sound somewhere?
Yeah, San Juan's.
Okay.
San Juan County, have you ever been up there?
I've dabbled in the islands up there, but I can't say I've spent much time.
It's delightful.
Okay.
They garnered national attention last year when it announced it would be one of the first local governments in the United States to ditch the 40-hour work week joining a growing trend among some private employers. So there's only 18,000 residents up there. Mm-hmm. But they switched office workers, nurses, park stewards, laborers, and equipment operators to a shorter work week without lowering their pay. Months later, they have begun recruiting and retaining more employees. Most workers say they're happier and healthier, and public services have generally been maintained, according to a county report released this week.
Are you so happy about this?
Well, I am, but I'm also kind of cocky sniffing because most places they're trying this. This is the result.
And yet it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, it is in San Juan County.
Well, you don't live in San Juan County.
Maybe I'm going to move there.
Your dream of a 4-day prime time is not going to happen.
I know someone there.
You do?
I have an inn in San Juan County.
Interesting. Do they have a need for local radio hosts?
I don't know why they wouldn't.
I don't know. Hey, Howard Stern, I think, does a 3-day work week. Maybe you could become the Howard Stern of Portland Radio.
78% said it had a positive impact on mental health, 71% feeling more rested, 67% increased job satisfaction, 59% ability to travel more, 25% getting sick less, and 23% saving money.
Being a man of increase?
That does seem like being a man of increase.
Good place to live.
It is a good place to live.
I mean, think about how much better it is to live in San Juan County now than here. It's not even close.
Start packing up the van, Rob. Start heading north.
Well, I'd probably need a boat, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Well, a van and a boat.
How am I going to get there in a van?
Well, you know, there's probably ferries, right? There's shuttles.
Actually, there are. Did we take our car over there?
I don't know.
I don't remember if we did or not.
Just watch out for the orcas.
But yes, you can. You can.
Probably a little windy.
We were, and they have golf over there. A little 9-hole course over there.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
I think.
I would assume.
That might have been Catalina Island. I don't know. All these islands.
Catalina. Gold jacket, green jacket.
Are you confusing the Catalina wine mixer with the San Juans?
No, no, no. The wine mixer was on the mainland.
Yeah.
What the
Catalina
are you
Island?
About,
yeah, is right
across. Across the water, yeah. And it has a very San Juan vibe. I don't know if you've been over there.
No, I've just.
It's very similar.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just you just don't have all the other islands to boat to at Catalina. Yeah. But Catalina Island feels a little bit like San Juan Islands, which is why I was getting that mixed up. And I think it's the golf was there, not San Juan. Yeah. So I apologize for reporting fake facts.
Yeah. Golf.
How am I doing today?
Doing great. I love it.
I need some
Ozempic. I'm not going to give you no cookie. You need some Ozempic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Ozempic. You know.
You're not doing well because you're fat? What are you? Ozempic.
I saw an ad. I'm a consumer. Isachi.
By the way, I do have breaking news. You reported something the other day, and one of the news contributors here has alerted me to this. You proclaimed that our POTUS, our fearless leader, Donald Trump, is assembling the hottest.
POTUS elect.
Yeah.
Is assembling the hottest staff of all time.
Yes.
You should see the new Surgeon General.
Oh, what's her name?
The text line referred to her as Surgeon General Smoke Show.
This is our new Surgeon General.
Wow.
What?
He's piling on.
Piling on the hots. Dr. Janet Nishawat. And I'll tell you what, it is up and it is good.
Where's she from?
I don't know, she's a board certified, where is she from? Searching.
I like listening to you read.
I'm trying to skim and see if it says it somewhere.
Nisha, what did she have to do to get that job?
Boy, I'll tell you what, she is easy on the eyes. She's from the University of Arkansas, or that's where she got her degree. I don't know if she's from Arkansas, but.
Oh yes, all the renowned doctors of Arkansas.
Dude, I don't.
You said Jeanette? Is that her name?
Yeah, isn't that what I just said? Yeah,
I
Jeanette.
Don't know.
Jed Nishawa.
Nishawa.
Well, tell you what, man. He is assembling. You are right. He is assembling.
There's no way it's not the hottest
cabinet
of all time.
Is this on purpose? Is it just
it has
yes.
to be?
Yes. Like, oh, guaranteed.
It has to be.
Well, he probably wants to.
Well, I don't know. Look, you ever been there? There's a group of Mexican restaurants over in Vancouver, and I swear to God, It's like every server that, and there's like six of them. It's a chain, and then he's got a couple of everyone that works there, male and female, the best looking people you've ever met. It's like you just walk into one, you're like, this is weird. And you go into another one, you're like, okay. And then you go into the third one, you're like, yeah, that I get what we're doing here. It's the same thing. Even the guys that he's nominating are handsome fellows. Like, they're all,
yep.
He is, if you are hot.
Mike Huckabee's a hottie.
Well, he didn't get nominated for anything, did he?
Yeah. He's in there. I don't know what it is.
You think Huckabee's in there just to throw people off the scent? Just like everyone
no,
he picks.
No, he's just a yes man.
Everyone he picks is a handsome devil or an absolute smoke show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think we need to go back in time and history to.
No, this is over.
No.
The race is over. And quite frankly, I find the whole thing it's unreal.
It's over!
And yet it's the most believable thing ever. This may be the best of the bunch. You tell me you walk into a doctor's office and that is sitting like...
I'm in.
Yeah. You're like, oh. And some of her photos, can I say she smolders?
What does that mean?
That's a smoldering look right there.
What does that mean?
You don't know what a smolder is?
Well, I know it's not as... It pertains to a look.
A smoldering look indicates there's a fire burning within.
There's something in the eyes. It's not just every time. All these
something behind it all, you know?
All these photos that she's taking, like all of her headshots, those are not, hey, I went to the DMV and
they're
I took
sultry
this.
And smoldering.
No, man. She's looking at the camera and is like, yeah, you know it.
Is it possible those are crazy eyes?
It's possible. Maybe that's why, you know me. You know. Just saying. This is good.
Because it's all in the eyes.
It is in the eyes.
All right, well, there's your in the news. Regrettably, November 22nd, 2024.
I regret nothing about what happened there.
We got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next on The Fan.